Heard in Caravaggio, Poem 3, Fruit as Youth. Your portrait needs no figure, only a warm, creamy space where someone's skin might have bloomed for a moment, might have stirred to the touch. Since your textures, your perfumed sweetness and sweat, your curving colors are all here, and even your hidden succulents, your cry of arousal, plenitude, satiated wilt. Yes, the sepia shelf where you now divulge your inmost character has often held a glove, a gold-ringed hand, a book, or pensive elbow propping up a steadfast gaze. But your life is still and visible in a sunny peach, faintly blushed atop the isosceles mound, a crannied charcoal fig, another writhed and bister, vying for center slot with a pocked xanthus pear, a nubile brace to starboard, cozied stem to stern, their frisky ridges counterbalanced by a plump, stately quince, his physique outmatched in turn by the ambrosial, bicolor apple your Eve or Adam will bite, a bewitching carmine cheek where a tiny vanished snake has slyly bored an orifice. Suggestive of the rampant, juicy grapes, untrammeled by their woven pale, spilling waywardly on every side in dank profusion, golden, russet, indigo, and frosted white, virgin, ripe, climactic, or shriveling to decline, some but flaccid corpses of what they were. And this, the panoply of leaves repeats, like a spectral fanfare, haloing the fruit despite disease and insect scars, raising a brief, unvanquished anthem to an instant's fragility, or descending into the skiff, already shades. Since you are honest, not symmetrical, your shadows listing toward the night. And yet you tell us more than a memento mori as you cycle through the elements, earthborn bodies aglow with the fiery orb, returning to air in exhalations, starred with the dew of secretive tears, because at every twist, we descry the bluish strokes of skylights knowingly brushed into your folds, the unseen you.